Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I'm giving you my take on the Libra new moon that arrives on October 6th at 7:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And it's quite an interesting configuration because the moon and sun are conjunct at 13 degrees Libra, and both are approaching Mars at 13 degrees Libra. I say approaching. Yes, same degree, but each degree has 60 minutes. And the sun and moon make their conjunction at the 24th minute of the 13th degree. I'm taking this down. And the Mars energy is at 58 minutes. So that's why I say they're approaching, and they actually both will meet Mars exactly. I'm beginning to think more and more when I look at the charts for the new moons and full moons and eclipses that the approaching aspects are really the ones that are going to come into the greatest amount of focus as time passes. And so this is why I say it's very interesting, because Libra is a sign of balance and peace and harmony, relationship. And Mars is the god of war and more into itself usually than it is into relating. It's the natural ruler of Aries. It's the opposite to Libra. So we've got all three planets at that same degree, 13 degrees Libra. Well, if you happen to have a planet near that degree of Libra in your birth chart, this is going to be very impactful and is going to cause you moments that you need to look at. And if you happen to have that configuration in a square or opposition to planets that are in Capricorn, Cancer, or Aries, also this is going to be a big moment for you. How can you find out? You can get a reading. Get one with me. One of the things that has already happened just a couple of days before the Libra new moon takes place is the opposition from these planets in Libra, moon, sun, and Mars, to Chiron in Aries. Now, Chiron hasn't been spoken of that much in my conversations, but Chiron has lots of things to do in Aries. He's going to tell us about the wounds that we have from trying to assert ourselves. Now, one of the things about that is that we can assert ourselves in a way that causes no difficulty because we know how to do this, or we can assert ourselves after we've gotten to sort of the breaking point because we're not comfortable asserting ourselves. So we do it in a very heavy-handed way. So one of the things Chiron teaches is about the wounds of that aggressive behavior and how to have courage and leadership and be self-focused in a healthy way. And these are things that Libra would appreciate, except the Libra focus is not on the self-development. So it has been pushing more for people to be more conciliatory. I mean, I think we can see that in the outer realms of, you know, government and such. And this is really playing out a great deal. We have the idea of the approach of these planets also in Libra to the trine to Jupiter in Aquarius. They will be approaching and making those aspects as time goes on. It'll take a while for the sun, the moon will get there first, and Mars to get to their trines to Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius. So we're looking at a very strong push in the Libra new moon to make some adjustments in self and in relation to others. And as I mentioned in my equinox forecast, we are looking at this part of the year, at being authentic and being in truthfulness, but again, not in a way that is abrasive or causing problems for people. People always hear this, I can't be authentic. If I said this to so-and-so, I would be hurting their feelings. So this is my point. To be authentic in the self is not about hurting other people by saying things that aren't nice to them. It doesn't even have to be a literal communication to another person. It has to be the way you're living your life. And so the Libra new moon is going to take a look at the authenticity of your relationships and see whether or not you are in authentic relationships that express who you are. And, you know, some of what's going on in the general scope of things as we see out there, these divisions between people, is because they are revealing huge differences in how people think and feel. And some people are more willing to bridge gaps here and others aren't. So we have seen loss of relationships that we would not have imagined would be damaged so deeply simply by something about health or politics. But these are not simple times. These are times that are showing where the scales will come to balance and peace. So when you look at those relationships that are with people who seem so different and so unwilling to see what you see, or vice versa, there is the scales of Libra involved. Now we have to look at what are the benefits of being in that relationship, and this is where we get to the crux of the matter. You know, are there benefits? Or are we there because we're afraid to not be in relationship, or because we don't want to be unkind to somebody by disengaging from relationship? So this is a very interesting point, this particular Libra new moon, because there's so much energy in it, that fighting for the ideas of the Mars in Libra, it's just, complete contradiction in terms. Oh yes, Libra will argue, but not fight. There's a big energetic difference in arguing a point and literally getting into a fight to the finish over it. And I'm sure you've been in both situations in the last 5 years. And seeing how it's worked out. We are in a time which is very close to our two eclipses that are coming. And actually, my next talk with Jim Case on Adventures in Truth is going to look at the November eclipse that we are going to be having in the new axis that will be coming in, which is Scorpio, Taurus. South Node Scorpio. So we are in one of the last lunar events, not the last, but one of the last that is focusing us on that issue of the South Node in Sagittarius. And the South Node in Sagittarius here in this particular experience has its closest aspect to the approach out of sign approach of Venus in Scorpio. It's only 4 degrees away from making the conjunction. It's actually interesting that on this day, Pluto will retrograde. Pluto is retrograde. Pluto is stationed at the time of this. Pluto will go direct, and Venus will just not long after shift into Sagittarius. So this comes at a time also where what we've been reviewing about our structures in life, Capricorn, and what we believe is true and good in the cultural sense, Capricorn, is going to show the effect. It's going to begin the transformation that came from our internalized Pluto, and it will start making more shifts take place. And also Venus is getting, you know, out of the sign of Pluto rulership, Scorpio, in just a couple of days and going into a broader perspective, because this Venus in Scorpio keeps a lot hidden because of the vulnerability feelings, hidden but running extremely intensely. So things are going to move on. And we are in a time where Saturn is getting close to going direct. And so we're going to get closer and closer to that exact Saturn-Uranus square again. Oh, people are talking a lot about things that are going to happen financially and such. I think that's, it's always possible that things are going to happen financially and such. And maybe there are changes that have to be made, and we do see that in the outer, but we may also be seeing that in our inner life. But I am not one to stoke, I don't stoke the fear. And also the Mercury retrograde at the moment is taking our mind sort of more internal as well and pondering these issues of balance. And really that is something that we must do. But that belief system issue of the South Node in Sagittarius has been really up, I think, hugely, because it's the emotional attachment to a belief, the dogma that is running your life that needs to be let go of because you got more information, North Node Gemini. And isn't it interesting how people are not looking at facts even when a fact appears? It's there. So we're looking at this. It's a very intricate time for us to be trying to weigh and measure truths about our relationships and how we are engaging with significant others, particularly in terms of those beliefs. You know, what is truth? Sagittarius and Libra, both involved with issues of truth and justice, both signs of law. However, Libra is the laws of men on the books. Sometimes we make laws out of agendas and very strongly held beliefs with facts that would be different than those beliefs. But hey, the attachment to the belief is so strong, and I'm sure you know which particular law I may be speaking of when I mention this. But we have those things in our personal self. We have those things in our personal life, and that is why we also have the presence of the opposition to Chiron, which has already taken place. You have seen something already before this new moon comes in, something about yourself, something about your relationships, maybe with one individual, maybe with a group, maybe with many individuals. You have a desire, Mars, for something that is going to be in alignment with you. This new moon is the moon to meditate on it. Meditate and allow yourself to bring up the truth for you, and then ask to find the way to express that in the world in such a way that it harms no one or not a lot. It isn't done out of an intention to harm. Okay, so this is my take on the Libra moon. I know you'll hear many others. I'm sure there's very uplifting. I'm focused on an issue here because I can't escape it when I see those three planets together and the fact that this lunation itself moves to the conjunction to Mars, which is energizing and firing up the situation of Libra for both our sun, our identity expression in the world of self-expression and creativity, and the moon, our true inner instinctive feelings. Okay? Yes. So that's my take on the Libra new moon, and I do wish you a lot of potent message receiving here, a really strong intention list, and the ability to see this as being resolved in a way that's even better than you could have imagined. And I'll say goodbye for now.